Welcome to the QSDP podcast. QSDP stands for the Queen's Student Diversity Project and was founded as a Queen's University Club in 2017. Our vision is a close-knit campus that is not only diverse, but also inclusive and equitable.
My name is Caitlin. I use she, her pronouns.
This year's QSDP podcast creator. This episode marks the start of a QSDP podcast mini-series during which I host discussions on diversity with QSDP exec. I'm very excited to kick off this series with the time this year's QSDP podcast creator. This episode marks the start of a QSDP podcast mini-series during which I host discussions on diversity with QSDP exec. I'm very excited to kick off this series with a two-part conversation with the 2023-2024 QSDP co-presidents. The transcript of this episode can be found on the QSDP website, queensstudentdiversityproject.org.
Thank you so much for coming today. It's so exciting to hear from our two QSDP co-presidents. Do you want to kick off this episode of the podcast by quickly introducing yourselves?
So, hello, my name is Akam. I use she, her pronouns, and I am from Belleville, Ontario. I'm in my third year of life sciences, and I am one of the co-chairs of QSDP.
And hi, my name is Samina Laddick. I use she, her pronouns. I'm from Toronto, Ontario. I'm in my fourth year majoring in sociology with a minor in gender studies and a certificate in sexual and gender diversity, and I'm the other co-chair of the Queen's Student Diversity Project.
Amazing. Well, I said before, we're so excited that you're kicking off this mini series. So our first question for today is, why did you choose to originally join QSDP? And follow up to that, why are clubs like QSDP important?
So I originally joined QSDP because in my first year at Res, we had a little inside joke between us and the other people of color on our floor that we were the most diverse floor on Res, when it was really about four of us out of a 12-person floor were people of color. And so I remember one day, it just really got to me that I was like, oh, this isn't what I'm typically used to being from Toronto. Although I come from a predominantly white place of Toronto, the high school I went to was somewhat diverse, but coming to Queens was a huge culture shock. So being on the floor in Res and meeting other people, I just realized I wanted to find more of a community. So one day I was scrolling on Instagram and I saw this girl posted on her story that QSDP is hiring. And I thought, I'm not in any clubs. I would love to meet other people who are like-minded like me. So I did my interview and got into the club. And unfortunately, during my year, it was COVID, so we had been Zooming throughout the summer up until the school year, but I initially just loved the club. Being on Zoom, we were able to form such a close connection, so it was such an amazing experience, and I feel as though it's really important for there to be clubs like QSDP to continue to foster these communities and for people to have a space where they can go to. Not everyone is able to have those support systems, and some people are coming from out of town where they don't know anyone, so being able to have a community where they can foster these values and just have like-minded conversations and have these support systems, I feel, are really important. As well, it's important for us to instill the change in Queens and becoming a more multicultural university.
Honestly, I completely agree with like everything you said to me. Like, I also come from a very predominantly white community. Belleville's only 45 minutes away from Kingston. I wanted to go to McMaster or like universities on that side of Ontario initially because I just knew they had more diversity there, but Queens was closer to home. So when I came here, I knew about some clubs coming. Like, I knew a little bit about QSDP. I know there was like CUSA, KISTA, and some other cultural clubs that I thought I would join. But when I joined those clubs, like initially Keeping Job that I'm part of, it only had four members. So first year I was like, it's okay, like I have somewhat of a connection with them, like we're somewhat similar, I have a similar background. But I see it now and we have over like 30 members. And so over the years, I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I think people are realizing that like as you join these schools that are predominantly white, you're kind of contributing to the diversity there. That's one thing I really liked. And in terms of QSDP, I wasn't really going to join initially, to be like very honest, but it kind of hit me that, you know, just joining a club, like anything kind of contributes to the change. Like, I started off, I think, as just like a delegates coordinator for the conference that we do every year, and it was a very small role, and normally I just do stuff close to the conference. So when I joined, I just saw all the members and how everyone was just so passionate about what they were doing and how they were contributing to the diverse community on campus. And so I was just happy to be a part of that. And initially, like, afterwards, I got promoted to conference chair, and putting that conference together was probably like the highlight of my year. But in terms of like why is the club important, I think it plays a crucial role in creating like a sense of community and promoting diversity and inclusion on campus. I think it's also like a platform for students to kind of discuss, learn, and also raise awareness about like different aspects of diversity. So we've done like a bunch of events last year, and we did a bunch of events this year. It's like we have a bunch of events planned. So I think it'll be a way to like foster like an understanding and celebrate like the differences and diversity on campus. We also, I think, are a very supportive group of people. Like, we're a support network for individuals who might feel like marginalized. And I think like with the club, we kind of give them like a sense of belonging within the university community. So I'm very happy with my decision to join, and I'm sure Samina, you feel the same way. And I'm really happy with what we do, and I'm really looking forward to doing more this semester.
Amazing. I hope that this might inspire some more people to join QSDP, and thanks for sharing your experiences. Our next question is, I think you touched on this a bit, but did you have a favorite QSDP event last year, or is there a QSDP event this semester that you're particularly excited for, and why?
Yeah, my favorite event last year was the Culture Night we had. I had heard so much about Culture Nights from other years, and so when I was in my third year, that was the first year we were actually going in person. So it was very exciting to just meet all these people who I'd been Zooming with over the last 2 years actually in person. And it was just very nice to be eating cultural food. I feel as though I'm personally not capable of cooking cultural food. I feel like most of the time I'm eating like grilled cheese, so actually getting to have samosas after being at school for like 2 months was a really nice, exciting treat. And then being able to have nice conversations with other people and just meeting other like-minded individuals such as myself was a very nice opportunity. And in regards to this year, I feel as though I'm really excited for the conference. I feel like the conference is always such a huge highlight of the year. So I'm excited to see, I've been seeing a little bit of the planning here and there, so I'm excited to see the final end product.
I completely agree. I unfortunately didn't make it to the Culture Night last year just because I was unavailable, but the conference last year, it was my first conference. I know QSDP has done a lot of conferences before, so last year it was just so amazing to hear from different speakers and their different experiences related to EDIE+. It was a very wholesome event. It was, I think, the first conference since COVID, so we definitely didn't have like the biggest turnout, but obviously bigger, better things this year. And it was just really nice, and with even with our audience, like, they also shared their experiences, and it felt more of like discussion rather than a professional event. It felt like we were all there just to support each other and support diversity as a whole. And so this year, also looking forward to the conference, hopefully bigger and better, like I said. Yeah, our team's been planning and they're doing a great job, and I'm really excited to see and hear like all of our speakers and what they talk about. And yeah, stay tuned for that on our Instagram, by the way.
Amazing. Yes, I'm super excited for the conference as well. All right, our next question is, how would you define diversity, and what does diversity mean to you?
So a lot of times I've noticed when you say diversity, I feel like a lot of people generalize that to just race. Like, that's kind of like the first thing that comes in their head, and that's completely fine because I think that is obviously a part of it. But I think it's kind of like the presence of like variety of different like characteristics or like different perspectives or elements within a group. So it can be like your ethnicity, your gender, socioeconomic status, abilities, beliefs, and so much more. It's not just like specific to race. And that diversity isn't just about like acknowledging differences, but also like recognizing and valuing like how different communities and different groups of people contribute to like the collective whole, like because their backgrounds and just what makes them unique. And so I feel like with diversity as well, it's not just about seeing someone and recognizing their differences, it's also about fostering a community and environment where they feel included and respected. So I feel like that's the part that a lot of people leave out when they think of diversity. They kind of think like, okay, like even in our school community, like there's a very diverse environment, but just because we say it's like it looks diverse, that doesn't mean it is diverse. We have to make everyone feel included and respected as well. So I think that's how I felt in first year. I felt like, okay, I'm contributing to a diverse environment, but do I really feel included and respected? I did not feel that way, to be very honest. And then finally, when I joined all these clubs and I also met more people like through those clubs, that's when I felt like, okay, I'm really part of the diverse community, because I feel like I'm becoming friends with these people. I'm respected by my club members and other people, my peers, my classmates. So that's when I felt that I was actively contributing. And obviously once I joined the club, that promotes that. I felt even better. And then this year, just seeing how the community is growing, it makes me very happy.
Yeah, I definitely agree with everything Akum was saying. I feel as though she really touched on a lot of different points and definitely applied like a really great intersectional lens of recognizing it's not just about what race is, but it covers all different aspects of people's identity, visible and non-visible. So my personal definition of diversity is celebrating differences of opinions, thoughts, and values, and fostering an accepting community that welcomes everyone from all backgrounds, such as I said, visible and non-visible minorities. When it comes to diversity personally, I feel as though it represents making those who typically feel excluded as a seen valued person. Within QSDP, I will touch on this a little later in the episode. If it was not for QSDP, honestly, I would probably not be as open about my racialized identity if it was not for the people and values QSDP has instilled in me.
This concludes the first part of my discussion with Akum and Samina. I'm so happy that they could start off this mini-series, and I really appreciate hearing their experiences and perspectives. Stay tuned for the next part of this conversation. Thank you for listening to the QSDP podcast. You can learn more about QSDP and hear about upcoming events at our website, queensstudentdiversityproject.org, or Instagram, @queensdiversityproject.